Chapter 33. Woe to you who destroy, but you weren't destroyed, and who betray, but nobody betrayed you. When you have finished destroying, you will be destroyed, and when you have made an end of betrayal, you will be betrayed. Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the thunder, the peoples have fled. When you lift yourself up, the nations are scattered. Your spoil will be gathered as the caterpillar gathers. Men will leap on it as locusts sleep. God is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. There will be stability in your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is your treasure. Look, their valiant ones cry outside, the ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways are desolate, the traveler ceases. He has broken the covenant, he has despised the witnesses, he has no regard for man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded and withers away. Sharon is like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel are stripped bare. Now I will arise, says the Lord, now I will lift myself up. Now I will be exalted. You will conceive chaff. You will bring forth stubble. Your breath is a fire that will devour you. The peoples will be like the burning of lime, like thorns that are cut down and burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done, and, you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless ones. Who among us can live with the devouring fire? Who among us can live with everlasting burning? He who walks righteously, and speaks blamelessly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing to take a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from looking at evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. His bread will be supplied. His waters will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see a distant land. Your heart will meditate on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed? Where is he who counted the towers? You will no longer see the fierce people, a people of a deep speech that you can't comprehend, with a strange language that you can't understand. Look at Zion, the city of our appointed festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tent that won't be removed. Its stakes will never be plucked up, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the Lord will be with us in majesty, a place of broad rivers and streams, in which no galley with oars will go, neither will any gallant ship pass by there. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Your rigging is untied. They couldn't strengthen the foot of their mast. They couldn't spread the sail. Then the prey of a great spoil was divided. The lame took the prey. The inhabitant won't say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity.